This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Threats to your IT infrastructure comes in all shapes and sizes. We're talking about threats to your accounts, your credentials, your resources, your applications, the list goes on and on. The online world can be a very dangerous place, and to have it all protected by yourself is not going to be enough. You need intelligence in the form of AI, and that's where Amazon GuardDuty comes into play. So as you know, in November last year, I was sent to the US for the AWS reInvent 2017 conference. And during the conference, I managed to speak to Mark Nunikoven. He's the Vice President Cloud Research at Trend Micro.
My name is Mark Nunikoven. I'm the Vice President of Cloud Research at cybersecurity leader Trend Micro. My job involves looking at what's coming in the cloud short-term as well as where things are going longer-term. So in the cloud, that's a really challenging aspect since that things move so quickly, such a dynamic environment. So I focus a lot on modernizing security teams, a lot on automation, a lot of on machine learning, big data challenges around security. It's a really exciting space to be in.
And Trend Micro is a long-time AWS advanced technology partner and also provider of security tools for the AWS cloud.
Sure, we've been a long-time advanced technology partner of AWS. It's going on almost 6 years now that we've been an official advanced technology partner. And we've helped support a number of their security initiatives. So we were one of the first to get the security competency, which is when they verify your product, your rigor, sort of your general expertise. We've worked with them on any number of programs, their Startup Activate program. We provide the security and Amazon Workspaces, which is their desktop as a service. We offer our one of our products in the Plus bundles. We've helped be a supporting launch partner on most of their security services. So starting from Amazon Inspector years ago, AWS Config Rules, AWS WAF, Amazon Macy this summer, Amazon GuardDuty this week, any number of things. So we regularly work with them. We've also helped on outside of the security space. We've been very active and had a lot of support from the AWS Marketplace team, which is an interesting aspect as far as lowering the bars around procurement. So we were one of the first out of the gate with consumption-based pricing through the AWS Marketplace, the SaaS launch through the AWS Marketplace, any number of initiatives. Basically, if there's a security initiative, there's a good chance that Trend Micro and AWS are working together on it.
So we first started chatting about the Amazon GuardDuty. What is it and what does it do?
So Amazon GuardDuty is a brand new service. They just launched it this week at AWS reInvent 2017. And its goal is to collect local threat intelligence in your AWS account. So it's going to analyze CloudTrail logs, which are a historical listing of API activity within your AWS account, so who called what when. And it looks at your VPC flow logs, so which systems are communicating with each other. It runs those through several machine learning models to look for indicators of compromise. So basically, is something suspicious happening here? It will then generate what it calls a finding, so something that somebody should take action on. Now, if you tuned into any of the keynotes this week, you'll realize that having a human take action is not where things are going. If you want to make sure that your team is amplifying their capability, is really expanding their reach, you want to automate that response. And that's what we launched this week, was a supporting integration with Amazon GuardDuty. So if you're an Amazon GuardDuty customer and a Trend Micro Deep Security customer, you can deploy this AWS Lambda function that takes that finding from Amazon GuardDuty, and then will take automatic actions in deep security. So if GuardDuty finds one of your EC2 instances is mining cryptocurrency, so it's mining Bitcoin, there's a really good chance that you don't want your web server mining Bitcoin. Maybe you do, but odds are probably not. And when in that case, GuardDuty will launch that finding, it will send an event, our integration will capture that event, it will look at it and say, okay, I know what this instance is, I know I'm protecting it, I'm going to run a scan against critical files to make sure they haven't been modified. I'm going to make sure that it's got the latest security policy applied and that things like intrusion prevention are enabled. So it's really completing that loop to make sure that Amazon Guard Duty finds something suspicious. Trend Micro's deep security is taking an automated action, and after the fact, it politely will inform the humans that it's done that for them, which is really that core message. Get the systems to take care of things and leave the humans to do the work that they can focus on, like more complex analysis and more creative work. Let's let the automated systems take care of what they can.
So that's interesting, right? It makes a decision by itself. Automation is really the key here. So I pressed Mark on this. It makes decision by itself on its own, Mark?
Yes, it does. So what it does is Amazon Guard Duty will provide a rather rich finding. It will say, server 123, I found this type of activity at this time, and I've seen that 20 times before, and here's the risk I think it poses. So that comes from Amazon Guard Duty, and that's a pretty rich piece of intelligence that we can then interpret based on what we know about that instance that's already running. We know what security controls are running, we know the state of those controls, we know if we've seen anything before. And what it's going to do is then take that intelligence from Guard Duty and run a number of standard response things that a human would do anyway. So it's going to run those scans against those critical files, and it's going to update the security policy based on what we know about that instance to ensure that you've got the latest protection possible.
So how does it work? How does it make a decision that it makes? Mark explains.
So it's never 100% accuracy, but the decisions that it's taking are essentially their additional safety nets. So their deep security is a product that's always running and protecting your EC2 instances. So when Guard Duty finds an indication of an issue, ideally deep security's already protected you from that. What we've done with this integration is double checking. We're running these additional scans on top of it. So it's an automated decision with a very low risk of a false positive and a very low impact in the case of a false positive. So in this case, the worst scenario possible, and the absolute worst scenario possible, is that you've run an additional security scan that's consumed a tiny bit of your CPU power. That's a minor cost in a very rare situation.
So that's Amazon Guard Duty done. But Trend Micro also did a presentation with Vonage. It's a VoIP player as well as business-grade cloud unified communications platform player.
So this morning I gave a presentation with the Johan Hybenet, who is the Chief Information Security Officer at Vonage. They are a voice over IP customer, so they provide unified communications and telephony solutions to customers, not just to consumers, but also business to business. They have some really interesting integrations with Amazon products like Amazon Chime and are really pushing the forefront of what unified communications means. Johan's in a very interesting position. He's got a company that has a large international deployment in their own data centers and is also very aggressively pursuing expansion into the AWS cloud as well as expansion as a business. So as a CISO, it's really difficult for him to kind of keep hold of everything and understand using traditional methods. So of course, he's not using those traditional methods. He's been really at the forefront of adopting a very modern CISO approach. He's created this position called a security liaison engineer, where he's got this this engineer works for him but lives in the development world. They work with the dev teams, they are within that DevOps culture, and informing both teaching and teaching the development team security and informing the security team what the development teams are doing. So it's a really interesting story, and it's been quite a nice success where instead of trying to use technology to solve all these problems, he's using technology to solve technology problems, but people to address the people issue. And that is unfortunately rare when it comes to some CISOs. So it's great to get Johan's story out in front of people to show them you can, if you adjust your perspective a bit, you can really have some amazing success.
And as companies build and deploy applications faster across everything from cloud to containers, any drag on the DevOps lifecycle can create a drag on the entire business. So the recent acquisition of Immunio from Trend Micro aims to increase the automated protection that Trend Micro can provide throughout the DevOps lifecycle. Mark explains this acquisition and what it brings to customers.
So Immunio is a company based out of Montreal, Canada, and we brought them into the Trend Micro family this month. We announced the acquisition on Monday, which is great. We're really excited about it. They're a company that focuses on a technology called real-time application self-protection. We love our long acronyms and descriptors for things. Really what Immunio builds is a technology that deploys directly into your application. So it's a library in your application, and it looks at the behavior of how your code runs. So it will look at how your application interacts with the database and see it's normal that you ask for one user record at a time. If you ask for 100, it's going to then realize that that's an abnormal behavior. That's probably a bad thing that the code that normally asks for one user has now asked for 100 or all of them. And it's going to either prevent that depending on your settings or raise an alert. So you think on the financial transaction, same kind of thing. If it's doing one transaction, great, that's normal business, I've made a sale, we're all happy. If it's trying to conduct 1,000 transactions in one call, that's a bad thing, that's probably a malicious attack. So that's really what that Immunio technology is all about. And we're really excited to bring the team on board and be part of the Trend family, because I think there's a really bright future in that type of technology, because it adds that additional layer in complementing to other products like our deep security platform to give a complete defense in depth from one unified solution, which is really exciting stuff.
And this is how they will work together in the acquisition.
Well, Immunio already has an existing customer base. And one of the most important things when we make an acquisition and when we start working with a new team is to make sure that we do it right. So we want to make sure that that continues, the existing customers are well served on both sides, on the existing Immunio and the Trend Micro customers. So we want to make sure that we've got the right strategy and the right integration of the technology. And the way that Immunio deploys, because it builds directly into the application, that's quite different from some of our other products where they sit as a control running on the operating system. So we're going to take a step back. We're going to make sure that we continue to keep those customers happy and realize what the right path is, especially in something that moves quite as quickly as like the DevOps development cycle, where we have integrated continuous integration and deployment pipelines. Both those controls can deploy automatically so that the burden is very minimal, that it's a streamlined experience for the user, but those controls are being deployed in the right way for those technologies.
Now we'll go for a short break, but in just a moment, I'll be asking about the security trends in 2018 in the cloud space and also how should we approach and building up a better cyber defense in 2018. We'll be right back, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
And we're back, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and today you're listening to my chat with Mark Nunikoven. He's the Vice President, Cloud Research at Trend Micro. This is a conversation that I managed to record when I was in the US recently. And earlier on, we spoke a bit about the business that they're in, the partnerships and acquisitions so far. But let's talk about the tech and the cybersecurity space itself. And throughout my many years here in this field, I always sense that security is a lot to do with the vast amounts of data that is generally hidden from us humans. So my question to Mark was, how are we dealing with the transparency side of cybersecurity?
It's a good question. So a lot of where we're pushing with machine learning and with artificial intelligence techniques and security is to handle the massive amount of data that we deal with. So if you think about every packet that crosses the network, there's a bunch of security metadata around that. And if you have people trying to go through that, that's billions and trillions of packets a day. It's just not possible. So we need to train these models to determine whether things are malicious or not. And we look at, if we take it outside of the network and look at malware, right? So software with a malicious intent. A lot of it looks very similar to either poorly written code or hastily written code. To tell where that's going is very difficult. And of course, you want to do that at speed while it's happening so that there's no infection or no successful attack. And the only way really to do that is with techniques like machine learning. So it's a combination. Humans are still involved in the loop. We still do very deep forensics with investigators because you sometimes have to come up with creative solutions. And that's where humans really excel at. But machine learning, AI, is very much about handling the sheer volume of data that we're dealing with because it's the only way that we can actually wrap our heads around it.
So cryptocurrency, the big buzzword at the moment, but it has brought a lot of scams as well, especially in the underdeveloped nations. So what's going on with the crypto world in the security context?
So it's really interesting point because cryptocurrency is very much coming to the forefront in some cyber criminal circles. So in 2016 and continuing through this year in 2017, we saw a real push around ransomware, right? And a lot of those payments are made in cryptocurrencies. But then over the last half of 2017, we've seen a shift where instead of going for ransomware infection, where I'll infect your computer, lock you out of it, and demand a ransom, we're seeing malware being used to mine cryptocurrency. And it doesn't sound like much, but it's a real shift in the economics of cybercrime. Because now if I put on my bad guy hat and infect your system, instead of holding it for ransom and hoping you pay, or infecting your system and then leasing that out as a resource to other criminals to use in a spam network or in a DDoS attack. I'm using your system to mine cryptocurrency and directly recouping that cryptocurrency. So I'm directly making money off infecting your system. We've seen that starting to trickle out. We're going to see that spike massively over the next year, simply because it is a more direct route between the cyber criminals hack and them getting paid.
And the way that they're operating is very interesting as well.
So normally what happens in a cybercrime attack that doesn't involve that direct mining of cryptocurrency is that the cybercriminal needs to take some other action to liquidate that asset. So I either need to hold it to ransom and you pay me, or I need to sell your data in the underground. There's an extra step there, and that extra step is extra effort, and it's more risk for the cybercriminal. To directly infect a system and mine cryptocurrency on it immediately is a direct payout back to the cybercriminal with very little risk.
So what can we do? Attacks are coming from almost everywhere, and there's only so much that we can generally handle. So Mark explains here on some of the important areas that we should be looking at.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, is that a lot of times we see not just direct attacks from hackers where they're targeting a company, but they're also using that foothold to then attack people who are trying to do business with that company. So we call that a watering hole attack, right? You can think of the animals coming to the pool. That's exactly what cyber criminals are doing. And as a business, you obviously don't want your customers to have that experience where they came to your site for information or to conduct a transaction and they were infected. So you want to take some basic precautions involving some security controls. And one of the biggest ones is monitoring the integrity of your website. So in other words, what you put on that website, you want to ensure that that's still what's there and nothing additional. So that's not only from a file a file system aspect and a database aspect, but also from a process. So this is where controls like application control really come into play. That's making sure that these executables running are the ones that you intend. On a server, that's actually quite easy to do. You've built that server, it's running a website. If it's running anything other than that, that's probably a bad thing, and it should either be prevented or raise a flag. Those two basic steps go a real long way to make sure that you're not infecting your visitors. If you took a third step beyond that, I would say actively scanning your system for threats, and you can do that either yourself or through a third party to ensure that you don't have malware there, because it can happen, it will happen. You want to make sure you recover quite quickly if it does.
And more recently, you see enterprises and banking firms getting onto the public cloud industry, which is a surprise to some, as you know, some of these players are in a highly regulated field, but the opinion of a public cloud has changed drastically. So here Mark talks about what's changed in the public cloud sector that has seen it being as good as a hybrid cloud infrastructure.
We still talk about hybrid cloud, but I think we've changed how we talk about it. We talk about hybrid cloud as the reality and the acknowledgement that you have assets somewhere, and you're not going to ditch them because you're not going to throw them out because they work fine now, but you have a plan to move them into the cloud. So hybrid shifted, and it is very much the acceptance that we will move these sensitive workloads into the cloud. So Goldman Sachs was on stage this year, Capital One last year, NASDAQ the year before, AWS made a major announcement just before reInvent where they opened up the intelligence cloud. They opened up they called it the secret region, and then plastered press releases everywhere. But it's called the secret region because it's able to process secret level information, so just below the highest classification. I think what it's come down to and why people are comfortable with this, why governments, financial, healthcare are comfortable moving data into the cloud, is because we've seen a proven track record at this point. All of the major cloud providers have done a stellar job at being transparent in how they do security and also expanding tools that are available to customers to ensure that security. So the Amazon GuardDuty launch this week is a great example. The continuing investment in things like Cloud HSM, which is a hardware security module. You never would have imagined that as a cloud service a couple years ago, yet it's freely available, or it's not freely available, excuse me, but it's readily available to customers in the AWS cloud. The key management service for encryption keys. The tools are there to satisfy even the most reticent security professional. Even the thickest tinfoil hat can get their paranoia addressed now, which is a good thing. We want that. As customers, we should demand that. On the bright side, we don't have to demand that because it's already there from all the cloud providers, which is great.
And this is what Mark sees happening in the year ahead.
2018, I think the tone of this week at AWS reInvent really set it. It's no longer a question of if you're going to the cloud or even when you're going to the cloud. It's a question of when you can finally get rid of that last little bit on-premise. For security, what that means is understanding the dynamic with the cloud provider. So we call that the shared responsibility model. So you take over either at the operating system level or higher. And because you're now you're sharing that day-to-day security responsibility with your provider. As you kind of scale that out and where that goes in 2018 is more and more automation. It has to be automated. We're seeing companies who we would consider slow adopters are already making multiple deployments to production a day. So you can imagine the fast movers are doing hundreds of deployments to production per day. That means your security tool stack needs to be automated. It needs to be end-to-end. You need to realize that you need to play nice with other tools within the environment. So sending data upstream and receiving data from other systems. That's a theme that started to play out in the market. It's only going to get stronger as things just scale up. We saw it a couple times during keynotes this week where people were spinning up concurrent thousands of different machine learning models at the same time, as they realize it's just finances that are holding them back. You're no longer restricted by available capacity. When it comes to security, you need to keep up with that innovation. You don't want to slow the business down. So I think 2018, it's automate, automate, automate.
And with that, my name is Jeff Sandhu, and that was my conversation with Mark Nunikoven. He's the Vice President on Cloud Research at Trend Micro, talking about the business of cybersecurity, the acquisitions from Trend Micro, the cyber threats in 2018, and also what we can do to stay protected. This has been Tech Talk, and if you missed any parts of the show, download the BFM app on your mobile phone and search for Trend Micro. Until my next show, stay safe and automate, automate, automate. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.